Today's Shiz Masechta Kedushin Daf Samach Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Dalad Amin Aleph at the top of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses, where the Mishnah begins. Kedash Dispiti, if a father comes and says that I was Mekadosh my daughter, or he says Kedashtia and Gerishtia, I was involved in getting her married, but I also accepted a get on her behalf, and this is all kishiktana. This is all while this girl is still ktana. The halacha is that neman, and she's considered a full fledged mekudeshes, if that's what he's saying, and she's a full fledged megureshes who may not marry a kohen, for example, if he said it again when she's a ktana. The Ritva points out that the Mishnah says that he's Neman. It's only if he said Kidashtia v'Gerashtia, then he said the Gerashtia within Toich Kedei Dibra of saying Kidashtia. Because then we have a case where we could apply the concept of Peshas or Peshahita. But if he said Kidashtia and he did not say within Toich Kedei Dibra of saying Kidashtia Gerashtia, then the halacha would be very different. And then the halacha would actually be that he would not be neman. Because as the Beis Shmuel explains, Peshasa Peshitter is a migui. So the migui only works because he could have said, I didn't have to say anything. I could have left the word kedashtia. But it only is he could have remained silent. But if he was silent, for Tarkadei Dibur, it is considered as if he was silent. And therefore, he no longer has nemanus. But if the father said, Kidashti v'gerashti kishktana, all of this took place when she was a ktana. However, currently she's a gdoila. At this point, her ain't a neman, the kohen is not neman. The father is not neman. Furthermore, if a father said nishbis, his daughter was captured, kidnapped by the akum, or pedisia, and we know that a girl who is a shvuya becomes usur to marry a kohen, then he's saying the nishbis of Fetisia, bein kishiktana, whether he's saying this testimony while the girl is still a ktana, or bein shigdoila, or whether he's saying it when she's already a gdoila, in all situations in a neman. Ask the Gemara begins with asking Mashna Resha Mashna Sefer. Why is a father neman? Why is a father able to say testimony about his daughter when she's a ktana, but he can't say it when she's a gdoila? Answers the Gemara, Bereisha, when the daughter is still a ktana, so it's still biyadei, it's still within his jurisdiction to marry her off, it's within his jurisdiction to accept a get from her, for her, and therefore, since it's within his ability to do so, we can accept what he said. The seifa, but the seifa of the Mishnah is la biyadei. Once this girl is already a gedola, he doesn't have any jurisdiction over this daughter. And since he doesn't anymore have any jurisdiction, that's why he's not neman. Ask the Gemara, v'loy, does the father not have the ability to make her usa to a kohen even when she's a gedola? For Rabbi Yehuda l'asir l'chalo, isn't the father able to marry off his daughter to someone who's a chalo? And the halach of a cholol is that for example, somebody's parents, a grusha, married a kohen hedyet. The halach is that such a child born from that marriage is a cholol. The kapostel makuna, the halach is that such a woman will become a cholola and she'll be usur forever. So you see that the father could make effect a status that will be even when she's a gdoila. Answers, the Gemara halai kasha. That is not a kasha, because our Mishnah says the Gemara is following the opinion of Rav Dostoy ben Yehuda, the Omer b'nois Yisra mikvul tar l'chalolim, that if a cholol married a bas Yisrael, then the halacha is that his children don't remain disqualified to kahuna. And the halacha is that not only may his daughter marry a kohen, But even his wife, after he dies, the marriage is over, can marry a kohen. So since this daughter of a cholol that married a bas yisrael, the daughter of an individual, a cholol who married a bas yisrael, is allowed to marry a kohen, so too, says the Gemara, the almana of a cholol can marry a kohen. So even if the father will marry her off to a cholol, he won't permanently make her usher to a kohen. That's why the Tanav Mishnah says that the kohen cannot say, a father cannot say that his daughter is a shvuya, because what he's trying to accomplish is by saying that she remains permanently usher to a kohen, the father never has that ability to make a permanently usher to a kohen. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Lasila Mamzer. Can't the father marry her off to Mamzer? And when she's married to Mamzer, she's possible to Kohen. Even if there will be an argument made, well, how could the father marry her off to Mamzer? You're not allowed to marry a Mamzer. As we've learned and will still learn, the halacha is that when it's only a Chai V'Lavin, which marrying a Mamzer is, the halacha is that Kedushin is Typhus. And says the Gemara, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Dam Enkdosh and Taisim Chayv Lavin, and therefore the father does not have the ability to marry off Tamamzer. So, of course, the Achronim ask. Yes, we just said, before we said the Teretz, that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin is not Taivis by Chayv Lavin. We said that the father can marry her off to a Mamzer. But ask the Achronim, she's not allowed to marry a Mamzer. Whether the Kedushin is Typhus or not doesn't change the reality that she's not allowed to marry a Mamzer. And since it doesn't change the reality that she's not allowed to marry a Mamzer, how can we say that it's biyodai, that it's within the jurisdiction for the father to do something which the halacha doesn't allow? So the Avni Meluim says a very bechidish. He says the Isser for a woman to marry a Mamzer is placed on the woman. A woman is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. But our Mishnah is referring to the father's rights. The father does not have the Isser, a very bechidish, to marry off his daughter to Mamzer. Dar Tzvi gives a different teretz. Dar Tzvi says that the Isser is to live with a Mamzer. This is not to be married to a Mamzer. And here, since we're only speaking about a kedushin, not about living together, there is no violation. The Rebbe Yoshev has a different approach. He says the focus of our Gemara are what is financial rights. And given that he has financial rights to get the kesef kedushin for marrying her off to a mamzer, even though marrying a mamzer represents an avera, the focus of our Gemara, says Rebbe Yoshev, is what are the father's financial rights? And because halachically the Kedushin, before the Gemara said the Teretz that we're following the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, the Kedushin with a Mamzer will be effective, therefore the halacha is that it's a valid Kedushin, even though it represents an Aveira. Ask the Gemara, V'arebi yod l'asi al-mon al-kain godl. So we're saying that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, that the Kedushin is not effective by Chai V'Lavin. But ask the Gemara, even according to Rebbe Akiva, on a monol kain gadol, the Kedushin should be Typhus. As Rebbe Samoy taught us, the Tanya Rebbe Samoy Omer, min hakol ois Rebbe Akiva Mamzer, wherever Kedushin is not effective, the child born from such a union will be a Mamzer. And therefore, says Rebbe Samoy, from all Chai V'Lavin, the child born from such a marriage will be a mamzer, chutz ma'amona l'koin gadol. Even though there's a lav for koin gadol to marry almona, it won't be a mamzer. So Yama Torah, lo yikach, the Torah says, almona v'agrosh v'chalol z'ayna as'ela lo yikach. And then the pasuk continues to teach, v'lo yichal zar ba'amov, says the Gemara, chilulin oisa. The product of a koin gadol marrying an almona will be a chalol, v'ayna oisa mamzerim. So even though it represents a chiv lav, it wouldn't represent a mamzer. Says, and therefore, Kedushin will be typhus. Says the Gemara, and but she will become also to a kohen. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshevav. Our Mishnah actually is following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshevav's understanding of Rabbi Kiva. He says, let's be upset at Rabbi Kiva. Wherever there's an Isser for this relationship to take place, the Vlad Mamzer. So we can't say that we're speaking about a situation that Almana L'Kohen Gadol, where she becomes disqualified, but the father can make this Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, that is a question, says the Gemara, how to understand what Rabbi Yeshiva said. Hanicha, this is what we just said is understandable. L'Rabbi Yeshevav ilatam de nafshe. He's coming to explain how he understood the opinion of Akiva. Shaper. So our Mishnah is that every bias iser, every time a couple has a union that they're not supposed to have, that the halacha is that they're not allowed to be married. El l'fukim etam de Reb Samoy kasi. But if he's coming to disagree with Reb Samoy, and he's saying that, but if he's coming to disagree and say, even by a Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the children are mamzerim, Harabi Yadol Asir L'Chayv Esei, he still can marry off the Chayv Esei of Omer Ashi V'Tizbro. Does that make any sense? Does it make sense? So now we came up with a case where the Isra of getting married is an Isra Asay, and the children will be disqualified, the woman will become disqualified. And that's why the father has a right to make such a marriage. Says the Gemara, Amar Rashi v'Tizbara, Reish Mishin b'Yadahu, are we going to really explain that the reason the father has namonis because it's within his jurisdiction? Ne'ed b'Yadal Kacha, even we'll say that the father has jurisdiction to marry her off, b'Yadal Agarsha, does the father have this the jurisdiction to make a get? The get is not done based on his decision, and not on her decision, but it's based on the husband's decision, and that's not in the control of the father. So I saw that the Noida Behuda and the Paradis Yosef say, well, a get needs a bezdin. And yesterday we learned that we were speaking about Geiris, that whenever a bezdin is required, there's a concern, mi yamer. Who says the Mazdaka Kloy Bezdin? Who says the he'll be able to convene a Bezdin? So they explain there's a difference between the Bezdin that's needed for a Geiris and the Bezdin that's needed for a Get. The Bezdin that's needed for a Geiris is a Bezdin of competent people. And therefore there's a real concern. Who says that we're going to find three Dayanim who could act in that capacity? But when we speak about a Bezdin for Gittin, any three individuals are qualified to be the Bezdin for Gittin. Since any three individuals are qualified to be the individuals for Gittin, there is no concern that we wouldn't be able to convene such a Bezdin. Says the Merva Oid, Ilam Mahai, what's going to be with the Kedushin that he wants to marry off to a man that is disqualified? And this man will say, I don't want to marry this girl. Can he force this man that's who's disqualified to marry her? Elam Ravashi, says Ravashi, Reisha, the reason why when the girl is still a ketana, the father is believed, Rachmana Hemne, the Torah gave him this level of namonis. How do we know that the father has this type of a right to say that his daughter is disqualified? Shnema, the pasuk says, "Vamavia nara zakenim as biti nusati azeli isha." When the pasuk says liish, it doesn't say who it is. Ar asra. So by saying that she's married, she becomes disqualified because she's an eshes ish, and she's an eshes ish who we don't know her husband is. So therefore, every man in the world is also to her. But when he adds Hazer, and he identifies who is the man to whom she is married, Hitira, she becomes mutter to this man. So we see that the father has the right to say that his daughter is married. But where is this pasuk stated? This pasuk is stated where a father can marry off his daughter. When can a father marry off a daughter? When she's a ketanim. And furthermore, says the Gemara, so maybe he should be Neman to say she was a Shvuya, to which the Gemara comments, as far as Nesu'un is concerned, the Torah gave the father this Namanus, but as far as Shvuya is concerned, the Torah did not give him this Namanus. So ask the Rishonim, why is he not believed to say she's a Shvuya? He could have had a Migui by saying, I married her off to a person that would have disqualified her. He married her to a Mamzer. And therefore, when he says that in the Shvuya, he ought to believe. So the Ran approaches the Gemara. The Ran's approach to this Gemara is that it's not that he's believed because he could have done something, not could have done something. Rather, the reason he's believed is that because the Torah gave him an Amonis. And since the Torah gave him an Amonis, the Amonis is limited. It's limited to Kedushin, to Gerushin. That's where the Torah gave him the Amonis, but the Torah did not give him any Amonis further. And as I saw, the Ran explains, he says, the fact that a father alone should have the Amonis is a Chiddush. So we have no right to expand on that Chiddush. And where the Torah says that she Kidashtiya, where the Torah gives him the Amonis, then he has the Amonis, otherwise he does not. Says the Mishnah Mishnah B'Shas Misasai, if somebody at the time of his death said, Yesh li banim, I have children, and therefore my wife will not be a candidate for Yibam since I have children, Neman. The father is belief. The Achrayim point out, why did the Mishnah have to speak about Shas Misasai, that he said this as he's dying? Would he not have the Nemanis when he is not at his deathbed? So Tosfos Yontif says, the Mishnah is Urcha de Milsa. When would a person speak about this? When he's unfortunately about to die and he's trying to clarify what will be his wife's status. That's the Tosfos Yontif pshat. Rekhi Vegas says, because he could have divorced her. If a husband could divorce his wife. If he'll divorce his wife, then she won't be she won't be a candidate for Yibam. That's why only at that point that even B'Shas Masasai, we would think that he's not up to divorcing. Kivega says that's not a consideration, and he's Neman. Tversh Yisrael says that the reason it's mentioned is because of the Sefer. That the Sefer says that if he says, I have brothers, he's not believed. Says the Tversh Yisrael that a person who's on his deathbed is not the kind of individual who we should be concerned with saying something not true. And therefore, since he's not the kind of person that we should have that concern about, maybe the halacha ought to be that he should be Neman, teaches us the Mishnah that for that he's not Neman, even if he said it on his deathbed. Yesh Liachim, if he says that I have brothers and I have no children and my wife will have to have Yibum, the halacha is Eina Neman. Says the Gemara, if we learn the Mishnah simple, Alma, Neman Lahater, the husband is believed to make that his wife should not have to have Yibum, Vein Neman Lasver, he's not trusted to create a situation that she wouldn't have, that she's going to have Yibum. Says the Gemara, Neman Masnis, the like Reb Nosson. So it seems that our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Reb Nosson. Why? The Tanan, B'Shas Kedushin Amar, if a husband was marrying his wife, he tells his wife, Yesh li banim, I already have children, and therefore, even if from our marriage there won't be children, you need not be concerned that you'll be a candidate for Yibam, because I already have children. And then, B'Shas Misa Amar Ein li banim, and then as he's about to die, he now says, I don't have children. Or, B'Shas Kedushin Amar Ein li achim, at the time of marriage, he says, I have no brothers, and therefore, even if there's no children, you won't need to have Yibam because I have no brothers. And then Mishas Misa Oma Yesh Liachim. And then at the time of death, he says, well, I do have brothers. The halacha is Neman Lahater. He's believed to create a situation that his wife should not have to have Yibam. Then Neman Lahater. But he doesn't have the right to create a situation that she will now have to have Yibam, even though there was an assumption all along that she will not. Divrei Rebbe. Nasama Afnem Alasar, that just like he created a situation that he does, that he will have to have Yibam, so too he can create, that she won't have to have Yibam, can't create a situation that she will have to Yibam. So the Rashba says that when the Gemara says that Omer B'Shas Kedushin Yesh Leibonim, it's in a case that there's a chazaka that he has brothers. And therefore, he's saying, don't be concerned that I have brothers and that they're going to do Yibam, even because I have children, so the fact that I have brothers is immaterial. And the Chiddush, says the Rashba, is that since he's not breaking a chazaka, since there was never chazaka that she's chayiv in Yibam, then the halacha is we could believe him even under such situation. So here we see our Mishnah cannot be consistent with the opinion of Rav Nosson. Our Mishnah says that a husband could only be believed laheter, not l'isser. Rav Nosson says he's believed in both directions. Answer the Gemara Amarav Shani Hasam. The case of the Brisa, that the Brisa, Rav Nosson says that the husband is believed even to create isser, is kiven the b'shas misa kahadabe, since he's saying that a bit at the time of death, emakush to kamar. We have every reason to believe that he's saying the truth. But in other words, Rav Nosson is not referring to a case, in a case, Rav Nosson will agree that the reason he's believed is because he doesn't want to lie at the moment of death. But if he had a chazaka ready, if she already had a chazaka, then we follow the chazaka that this woman had. So now as Rashi explains, if at the time of death he's changing his mind from what he said at the originally, so then we believe him because of the fear of death, that's why we believe him. So the Rosh asks, why should we believe him? Why shouldn't we say that maybe what he's saying is not true, or maybe the situation changed? So he says that the Mishnah, that the way to understand the Gemara is that he's not only saying that the situation that was assumed to be the situation is not what it was, he's saying that I lied. And he's saying that now that I'm about to die, I want to do tshuva. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asks, to Rav Valav kol dechenu, hashta, uma hasam, in the case of the Braisa, where he established that his wife's not chayiv in Yibam, and now he wants to change that. He's not changing anything which was established. Like Hoshkein, certainly we should believe him. And if according to what he says, she's going to be a candidate for Yibam, we ought to believe him. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where at time of death, we don't know that he has brothers. And we also don't know that he has children. So therefore we say, we don't know that he has children. We don't know that he has brothers. Omar yesh li bonim. If he said that I have children, and based on that, the chazaka that she had all along, that she's going to be able to get remarried without Yibam, is being continued. Therefore, Neman yesh li achim. But by saying yesh li achim, what is he saying by yesh li achim? That the chazaka that I don't have children, but I do have brothers, is changing her status. Because till now we thought that she will not have to have Yibam Chalitza, and now she will not be allowed to get remarried without Yibam Chalitza. Ein neman. Why? Lav kol kamenei da'os la kol alma. He doesn't have that namonis. But the Braisa, where we have the Machlokes as Abaye of Rebbe Rav Nosson, is referring to a situation that at the time of marriage, he said something which will exempt her from Yibam. Not at the time of death, he's saying something which will obligate it in Yibam. And when Rav Nosson said he's believed to say it, it's in a situation, the Muchzlam Ba'achi. We always knew that he had brothers. We never knew that he had children. Still, if he said at the time of marriage that he doesn't have brothers or he has children, we would normally believe him. If not, that he changed his mind. Damrinon, because we say, Malay Lashakar, why does he have to say that he doesn't have brothers or he doesn't have children? My comer, why did he say this at the time of marriage? Only Lemifter Miyavim. He wanted to absolve or exempt her from needing to have Yibim. Vahat Vamatsim Mamar. And now he could say, Patran al Chabagita. He didn't have to say that. He could have said, I'll give you a get. And therefore, we have no reason to believe that he's lying. And that's why Reb Nosson says we believe him under all situations. Rebbe Sover, and the Gemara explains everybody's opinion. So why does Rebbe not believe him? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Sover, Rebbe's opinion is, Mali L'Sheka Ke'edim Dami. The Migui, that why do you have to lie, is as strong as Edim. V'asi Edim, V'akri Chazaka. So even though he has a Chazaka that he has brothers, and this woman has a chazaka that she's not going to have yibum, the Malay L'Shakar is so strong that it could break that. Rav Nosson's opinion is, Malay L'Shakar is a chazaka dummy. It's no more than a chazaka. And le'osi chazaka, v'okur chazaka l'gamri. One chazaka, a Malay L'Shakar, cannot break the other chazaka that she will require yibum. And therefore, the halacha is, we believe him. Says the Mishnah, HaMekadosh Bita Istam, that somebody was Mekadosh's daughter, and he did not identify, he has a number of daughters, as we're going to see. We did not identify which daughter did he mean. Says the Gemara, Ein Beigeres Bechlal, we don't assume that any daughter who was a Beigeres was the girl he was Mekadosh. Because the halacha is that a father does not have the halachic jurisdiction to marry off a Beigeres. So therefore, we don't assume it was a Begeris. Says the Mishnah further, he has two pairs of daughters from two different wives. And now, Omar, he says, I married off my Biti Hagdoyla. But we don't know exactly whom does he mean. Any day, does he mean his oldest daughter? Does he mean the older of the two younger daughters? Does he mean the second of the older group, who is older than everybody in the second group? She's older than anybody in the second group. So the halacha is we don't know who the gedoyla means, and we have to be concerned, says the Mishnah, Rameyer, the Kulan Asuras, that all three who possibly can be identified as a gedoyla are also chutz menaktanas shebektanas. Except the youngest of all, Divrei Rameya. That's the opinion of Rameya. Rabbi Yossi takes some interesting, a much simpler approach. Rabbi Yossi's approach is, he said the Gedoyla, he meant the Gedoyla, and since he's meant the Gedoyla, Chutz Min HaGedoyla Sheb Gedoylos. So the Achroidim asked, they should all be Mutter, because we should follow Rav. We have four girls here, and we have a rule called the Parish, Merubi Parish. That when we have a question, we follow the Rav. He only married off one daughter. Since he only married off one daughter, so why don't we say call the Parish Merubah Karish? And he certainly, every girl should be Mutter. So the Achroinim, the Maknan, the Shari Yosha, Rebbe Chanan, all say a Vart that we've said in our Shurim. The definition of call the Parish, we apply called the Parish Merubah Parish, which is included in the rules of Bittel, is only when we have a Taroivis, only when we had a mixture, and now we have to decide to determine what is the status of that mixture. But in a case where we don't have a mixture, the Gemara here, each one of these girls stands on her own, there we don't use the concept of called the Parish Merubah Parish. Again, in the same case, where he said, Kidashti is Biti Iktana, I married off my Biti Iktana. But here too, any day in Iktana Shebiktanas, did he mean the youngest of all? Did he mean Haktana Shebikdoilus, the younger one of the older pair? Agdoilus Shebiktanas, or did he mean the older one of the second pair? Shehi Iktana, min Iktana Shebikdoilus, that's still younger than anybody in the older pair. Says the Mishnah, Ramei's opinion, Kulan Asuras, Chutz Megdal Shvigdalus, all Asur, besides the oldest of all. Because the oldest of all clearly is not possibly to be the woman that he meant. Divrei Remeyer. Rabbi Yosef said we take it at face value, and he says Kulan Mataris, Chutz Megdal Shvigdalus. When he said the youngest, he meant the youngest. Says the Gemara that our Mishnah says that when he has a number of daughters, we don't know who he meant. Ha'ktanis b'chlal, that if he has a number of ktanis, they're all in the question, whom did he mean? Shema mina, kedushin she'en mesurin labia, a subject that we've learned previously. If a kedushin cannot be consummated, have a kedushin, it's a valid kedushin. Because in our Mishnah, where we don't know the first case of the Mishnah, where we don't know whom he married, she can't live with any man. Because any man she's living may be a person that's asur to her, may be an erver to her. So isn't that a case of Kedushin, Shem Asurin Labiya? Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skin Amish is referring Shem Shem El Gdaila Viktana with only two daughters. And since there are only two daughters, so he certainly meant the younger daughter. And since he meant the younger daughter, so that's not a case of Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia. V'abay Grois K'tani. It seems that they're more than one daughter. And again, the issue here is that he can't live with any of the girls because they're potentially a Chais Isha. V'abay Grois. So it seems that there are a number of daughters. My Baigris the Alma. It means we look at all the Baigris in the world. Pshita says the Gemara that if a father only has a daughter who's a Baigeris and a daughter's a Ketana, Baigris may have had a tie. He certainly didn't marry off the Baigris. You're not allowed the father doesn't have jurisdiction. Answers the Gemara, Hakam my skin of the Shabbos Shliach. The daughter, Baigeris, asked the father to marry off. Manatema, Kim Makab Kedushin. So we would say that now he has the jurisdiction. The Baigeris appointed him. So we'd say that to the Daka Makab. So he's going to marry her off. She's the older daughter. When he marries off the Ketana, he will receive the Kesek Kedushin. Says the Gemara, can we not explain that the Mishnah, we had this Gemara previously, can we not explain the Amrlei Kedusha Yilach, that the money will be yours? So he'll have equal benefit if he marries off the Baigris. Says the Gemara, the obligation for a father to marry off a daughter is when she's a Ketana. When she's a gdoila, he doesn't have that obligation. And he won't marry off the daughter that he has the obligation. So here we see the question that we've discussed previously is that a younger daughter could get married before an older daughter. Because the Gemara is saying that the father actually is anxious to marry off the younger daughter because that he has an obligation to do and not marry off the older daughter, the Begeris, that he doesn't have the obligation to marry her off. So I saw that the Achroinim explain that Zerah Moshe explains that the point that a father is allowed to marry off a younger daughter, the younger daughter should not get married to the older daughter, is only in a case where they're already engaged. So since they're both already engaged, the right thing is to do have the older girl get married. But if the girls aren't engaged, Rav Moshe says that there's no obligation to marry off the younger daughter and wait for the older daughter. This is Rav Moshe of an Ezra Chelik Beis Siman Aleph. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishesh Lashtei Kitibonis, so somebody has two pairs of daughters, and the Mishnah told Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yosi, both in a case where he said, I married off the Gedola, who does Rav Meir think he might have meant? And both when he said Ketana, who might he meant? Why do we have to have asked the Gemara the same Achalikus twice? The Ashmin Kamaisa, if we only had the case by Gedola, Bachkama Rameya. That's where Rameya said that everybody besides the youngest is a question. The Kivan Dik is Zutramanei. Once there's somebody younger, Lahach Kadoila Karale. If you have somebody younger, anybody older is called a Gedola. Av Baha, when he said Ketana, maybe in that case, Eimei Moedle Rabbi Yosi, that when somebody uses the word Ketana, he means Ketana de Kula. the youngest Karola. V'etn b'ha, if we only had the case by Ketana, we would say b'ha kama Rabbi Yossi. That's where Rabbi Yossi said he means the youngest. Av b'hach, when he said g'doyla, that may be considered a more ambiguous statement. And maybe over there, Eimei Moedel Rameya Tricha. Lememra, says the Gemara. So now Rameya is saying that when you said g'doyla, we cannot be sure whom you meant. And therefore, we have to be concerned that out of the four girls we identified in the Mishnah, he meant three. Ask the Gemara. Remember, the Rameya sovereign the Mokhsh Inish Nafshi L'Sveika. Rameya holds that a person could put himself to, could use wording that creates doubt. Rabbi Yossi sovereign Loi Mokhsh Inish L'Sveika. Rabbi Yossi holds people don't use that kind of wording. Ask the Gemara. Vivcha Shemin Aleim, Masecht Nadarim, Daf Hei Yom and Aleph, we learned just the opposite. The Tanan. A person made a nether out of Pesach. He said in Ara Pesach that he won't have benefit from somebody until Pesach. So the halacha is Osar Chigia. Until Pesach begins, he's not allowed to have benefit. As soon as Pesach begins, the first night of Yontif, the nether is expired. Achie Pesach. So he used a different wording. And the question is, how do we understand that? Achie Pesach. Osar. He's also Achieitza Pesach. We assume that the fact that he used this wording, it means until Pesach is over. But now the question is, Ar Pneya Pesach. Does it mean till before Yontif begins? Or does it mean till the last day of Yontif? Because Pneya Pesach means there's always going to be another day of Yontif. Rameyam Achiegia. Even though it's always possible that he meant until the last day, he means till the beginning of Yontif. So we see Rameya says that since Ad Pneya Pesach is an ambiguous wording, and we say that Rameya doesn't believe that people enter into that type of a wording, we say he certainly meant till the beginning of Yontif. It's Rabbi Yossi who's not clear. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina bar Avdimi, Amar Rav Mach Levesa Shita. We have to reverse the opinions that are stated in Masechta Nedarim. V'tanya, asked the Gemara, not asked. The Gemara says this is a raya, zaklal. Kol shizmana kavua. If there's a specific time, so v'amah at pnei Rameya ma'achi yetsay, v'amyosi ma'achi yegia. Rameya holds that a person, we don't know what he means, and therefore we have to wait until the end of Yontif. Rameyosi says that we define it in the most limited way, and it means until Yontif comes, not past that. Here we're saying about the father has an obligation to, father's obligation to marry off a daughter. And of course, we learned that the obligation is by a ketana and not by a gdoila. From here, we learn, say the Mefarshim, that the Ezim HaKodesh, Paskins, that when the Gemara says that the father doesn't have an obligation to marry off a gdoila, it's not to be understood, explains the Ezim HaKodesh, that he doesn't have an obligation to help marry her off. The way it's to be understood is that he has no jurisdiction to marry her off, and because he doesn't have any jurisdiction to marry off, he will be more anxious to marry off the girl who he has jurisdiction to marry off. But certainly, says the Ezim HaKodesh, a father has an obligation to help marry off all of his children, boys and girls, and not only does he have an obligation to marry off all children, both boys and girls, that even is by a gedoyla. The Gemara also spoke about that the father is going to do a mitzvah that he has benefit from versus doing a mitzvah that he won't have benefit. The question is, mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu. Are you allowed to do a mitzvah for benefit? So the Baal Shem says one is really not supposed to do a mitzvah for benefit, but he says the one exception is Torah. Since the Pasuk says, B'kudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamche Lev, the Torah is called Mesamche Lev. So when we speak about Torah, there's a specific interest, there's a special issue that you should have enjoyment from learning. The Eglei Tal, in the Agdoma from the Avnei Nezer, in the Sefer Eglei Tal, he says that not only is one allowed to enjoy learning, but part of the mitzvah of learning is to enjoy your learning. Why? So he explains that when somebody enjoys his learning, it's much more likely that that learning will be a better learning qualitatively, quantitatively. It'll be more likely that he's going to remember his learning. So if the simcha of learning is improving the learning, that not only is permitted, but it's to be encouraged.